10 o'clock, said I was late for school. Teacher told me that's not cool. Gotta put my shirt and pants on, flew down the front stair, wet my fingers and slicked my hair. Elbowed grandma passing by, her face went into a pie. If I'm late, there's misery, I won't be up on history. I'll be in the English grammar slammer, and I'll get a C. Got a warning last semester, told my mom, and that depressed her. Promised that I won't be late, so God accelerate. Let's go! Ran out the front door, moving like a meteor. I sped across the front lawn, quickly missed the bus. My shoelace stripped me round.
Live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Paige Democcles and Greg Isaac. What type of music did you start this show with?
Well, that was one of your favorite actors of all time.
Oh,
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin from, from the movie The Jerk?
I don't know if that's where the song was from. It might have been, but I don't think it was.
That's a great song.
But
it's a little folky.
I never even heard of that, but that was great. And of course, joining us live in studio, North Mountain Brewing Company, Candy Fregoso. Candy, owner. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. Did you like that music?
Oh, yeah. I love the Jerk movie. I've seen it so much.
Oh, yeah, you
saw
that.
I really like
it. Was it, or was it a different movie?
Yeah.
But that was sort of cool. That was a little country western.
Yep.
Let's play that again. All right, maybe later.
Maybe I'll play out.
I don't like the type of music, but because it was Steve Martin, that was the one reason.
I'm not a huge fan of folk music, but I love Steve Martin.
Yeah. Oh,
So that's the reason
I thought
you
like
would
Steve Martin,
appreciate
but we like country western.
Because you guys are about the same age, you and Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. He has gray hair. I don't.
Oh, he just had a kid.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Steve Martin had a kid.
Steve Martin had finally,
Yeah.
Well,
really?
Yeah,
we
have children.
Is a mom Miley Cyrus? Oh, no, that would be bad. Wow, so he really had a kid?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
How old is his wife? I don't know. I was wondering, but did he get married?
I don't know.
He had a kid.
I need to investigate this.
Yeah,
check that out, and we'll get back to the audience right here. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So, Candy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. And so New Year's has come and gone, but this place was rocking, right?
Oh, yeah. New Year's. It's really good.
It was fun, huh?
And then everybody still had the hangover for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I have official news over here.
You have official news. What do we got?
His wife's name is Anne Stringfield.
Ooh.
Oh, she's 41 years old. And their daughter's name is Conquistador.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Yeah, see? Yeah, and that was the song when she was born. Yeah, absolutely.
That was the Three Amigos, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Remember that? That was sort of funny.
Yeah.
Who were those other two guys?
Martin Short and Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
I like
that. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, Conquistador.
Yeah, Conquistador.
Why would you, let's ask Andy. Is that a good name for a little kid?
I'm not sure. I think he named his kid because I think he was born and raised in L.A. and went to Long Beach and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So either he went to a high school that named Conquistador, because El Camino Real High School, other high school is El Conquistador. I don't know if that's the same round.
I don't know why he did that.
Named his daughter
Conquistador.
I'm going to do a little investigative report here.
Yeah, let's check that out. El Camino, I had many friends there. We talked about that, yes.
None of them like Dave.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think I got kicked out of that school. I didn't go to the school, but I had friends. I already graduated, and I think they said, no, you can't come back.
They hung around the younger crowd. You were like Matthew McConaughey, and Dave's been confused.
Wow.
You get older, but they don't. Talking about the high school.
Well, I might have been 17 or 18. Yeah. They graduated at 17.
The reason Steve Martin said that they named his daughter Conquistador is because I didn't want to go with one of those Hollywood weird names. Conquistador is a statement.
It's a statement.
Oh. I don't really know. I mean, it's probably just Steve Martin being sarcastic and funny, but I mean, he goes, everything I say is funny when I'm trying to be serious, so everyone's going to take this as a joke anyways.
Oh, my.
I have a feeling that his daughter, though, later on in life is not going to think it's so funny.
No, I don't think so.
That has child star problems written all over it right there.
What does that mean, conquistador, anyway? Does it mean anything? Oh.
You go and capture something. When you, like, when the Spanish conquistadors came over, they came and took over the area of the land.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
conquered the land.
Wow, you are smart.
Yeah.
I bet you went to the University of Nebraska.
I did go to the University of Nebraska.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Shameless plug for my wonderful establishment that I attended.
And I got kicked out of El Camino High School. Okay. So that's my claim to fame. Anyway, where were we? Okay, so this is entertainment show. Great. Great show today, North Mountain Brewing Company. And we got a special guest calling in.
Yes.
No,
oh, there is?
Calling
oh, really?
At four. Should we tell you or?
Oh, let me guess.
Well, it won't be, it'll be, no, not the one you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Wait, who is calling in? I didn't say.
Yeah, no one even knows.
No.
This is a surprise.
Oh, hey.
But it will be phenomenal. So we want you to talk to him.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Is it Steve Martin?
It is Steve Martin.
It's conquistador.
It's conquistador.
She speaks already in 14 languages.
In one
She's
short,
3 days
in
old.
6 months of short life, she has already achieved.
She's 6 months old?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
April. It's
like the State Farm baby who speaks with the mind.
Yeah.
I've never
kids
seen that.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got
Absolutely.
Crazy stuff going on.
State
yeah.
Farm, have you seen that, Ken?
Which one?
State Farm something.
The little State Farm baby.
Oh,
know?
Yeah,
the
big
yeah,
baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
not the big baby. I'm looking,
oh.
I'm talking about the little guy. The
little
the,
guy,
the mime's
yeah.
talking, then the baby goes. Does anyone find it weird that the mime's talking?
It's
the little baby talking.
Little
okay,
baby.
You guys haven't seen it.
No,
no
I haven't.
Check it out. We'll YouTube it on a break.
So we want everyone to get out here, 522 East Dunlap, and come on down, Phoenix, Arizona. And it's such a great place. I just love this place. I always say that, but it really is nice. You got all the TVs going right now. You got some sports. I saw, by the way, for Paige's benefit, because she's going to go to the Coyotes game tonight. She's our Coyotes correspondent. I saw the Biz fight replay. It was on that TV.
Mm-hmm.
He did get smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
He fought a bigger guy, though.
Yeah, he was pretty big that guy.
Yeah, he picked a fight with one of the biggest flyers.
Yeah, very. It looked like a pretty tough flyer.
I mean, yeah, and Biz held his own. He didn't win that fight,
but he didn't get slaughtered either.
No, but Klesla slaughtered that man.
That's what you were saying. Yeah,
Klesla was.
And Jamie Eisner got slaughtered by.
Yeah, Jamie is going to fight Paul Bissonnette after tonight's game.
He is.
Yeah.
Where in the parking lot?
In the parking lot, most probably.
Are you going to film it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is YouTube quality right now.
Oh wow.
And then the Flyers, even though they don't come back to town this year, of course, they actually are going to send Jay Rosehill back to town
Correct.
Just to fight Bissonnette and Jamie.
Yeah.
And Jamie will take the speaker and the throne.
Yeah,
oh.
And then it'll be done deal.
It'll be like WWE type quality.
Oh absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So Candy, big New Year's here. You had a Christmas party here on the 21st, I think, 31st New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
And then you saw The Hobbit again.
Yes.
Tell us about this experience. This is the second time you saw it.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I fell asleep.
Ooh. But
a little bit
for
like...
They're comfy though, right?
It is. I've never had a Cadillac reclining chair. All leather.
Ooh.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
The ones here.
My God.
So you
and
just
did
sort
you get
of
food?
Melted.
Did you get
yeah.
food there, too?
Yeah. Popcorn, we got our pretzels, and of course, hot dogs.
But they don't come to serve you? I mean, you have to go to the snack
yeah,
bar?
Yeah, you have to go to the snack bar. But there's one here, though, that I've been to, the one that's up by the Biltmore.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Enough.
Yeah, that's the one where you sit
that's
down and they come and serve you, and you're like, wait, what? I'm in a movie theater? This
yeah.
is great.
Yeah. It's pretty good, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah,
it's
fantastic.
I was there Friday night at the AMC. Esplanade.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, you won't believe this, I went to IFIC. That's a little upscale one in Scottsdale where they have all these cushy chairs and they come and serve you.
Really? You're like a regular moviegoer then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like quite a bit.
Yeah, I have to review these things.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but tell us more. But The Hobbit is a great movie, right?
Yeah, we wanted to see it again. So we had a great, it's just that, wow. The leather, very comfortable, and after 10 hours of Christmas shopping,
oh,
that's when I'm like, the kids love watching the movie, and I just kind of fell asleep a little bit.
But that's nice.
But I've seen it already.
I
can time around.
How about did your kids see the holiday favorite for all the kids, Frozen? Did they see that movie?
Yes.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
yeah,
they love it. They love
it.
It
was
just
a good one.
Yeah. Well, actually, I want to see it again. I mean, they were seeing it YouTube, like,
like little different clips as a repeat because it was really good. It makes you cry too, you know. Two sisters,
yeah.
Kind of. Oh. And then, yeah, it's really good.
I didn't see it, but you saw it Frozen.
I saw clips of it.
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah,
my kids, they just wanted to keep playing it for days. They're like, "Oh, mommy, we gotta go see it again."
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And then the music, it's just.
It was actually pretty good music. That's why it reminded me of like the. Disney movies from the late 80s, early 90s, like The Little Mermaid, Aladdin. And I think the writer, Hans Christian Andersen, I think did The Little Mermaid, and he did Frozen originally. So it had that feel to it. And, you know, I was a kid back at that time, so that's why I was like, wow, I love it. Little Mason, he was, wow.
Oh, he loved it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah, I'll have to catch that. You saw it?
No, I have not seen it. I just heard my cousins have seen it. All of them twice, and they.
Oh, is that right?
It's the number one family movie from the holidays.
Oh yeah, it's still getting like. I think it was number one at the box office.
They
last
went.
Week.
They last week they went to go see it, and it was sold out. It was sold out for a while.
For Disney movie, it was definitely one of the best.
We actually wanted to see it that night, but we ended up seeing Hobbit because Frozen was sold out.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was sold out, and so we wanted
see
it. So my two teenage girls actually saw it, but the youngest one has not seen it. We just watch it through YouTube clips of it. But I haven't seen it. But I heard it so far that it's good. I do want to see it.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. How about any other movies? For example, like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
No, I haven't seen that, but I've seen the 1950s with Daniel Kaye. I really like Daniel Kaye.
Oh, yeah. Or Danny Kaye. Yeah,
Danny Kaye, I called it. Yeah,
he originally did that movie.
When I saw the preview, I thought it was a little bit serious. So I don't know how to take it.
It wasn't serious.
It wasn't serious.
No, it was funny.
It was pretty goofy. And it was funny. I thought it was well done.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Ben Stiller. Well, they give it a modern twist using current day type of technology. And
Kristen Wiig's in it, and she's funny. And I think they did a good job. I like the movie overall. And it's an uplifting movie.
Yeah.
I feel good when you leave the movie theater, which is always the end goal for me. I don't like to watch sad movies.
Yeah.
So. I think you'll like it. I think, you remember Joseph. Eric.
Yeah.
Joseph, where are you? Anyway, he's our film columnist, of course. I guess I'm going to surprise him. He's probably listening. Well, I saw, what was it called? The Disney one with Tom Hanks.
Oh, Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh,
it looks good. I didn't
see
it yet. But
thumbs up. I think it could be Best Picture of the Year.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Joseph, I think, gave it a thumbs down.
I think he did because I was almost positive I was listening to you guys on the day to the sports show, and I heard him say that, and I was like, what? Tom Hanks
really
and Disney?
Good.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, how do you go wrong with Tom Hanks? And
that was like that movie, though, that I loved, the family movie with Robert De Niro, the mafia movie. That was so good.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I think it's out on Redbox.
I saw it twice. I saw it once in the movies, and then I actually...
Michelle Pfeiffer is still a baby.
The
Family, right?
That was so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Very
Joseph
good.
Does a great job. But those are ones we disagree with.
Yeah, we disagree.
Joseph, I'm going to come take Frozen, and you know, but
we'll make him watch some of these movies, and then
Frozen will go.
Hey, Dad, I like these.
You know, rapper Frozen.
Do that again.
No, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. It was pretty good. He could be in the movies.
There we go.
Yeah,
now,
I think so.
One of Joseph's favorite movies is Before Midnight, which I thought was absolutely horrible.
It just shows people have different tastes in movies. Usually Dave has bad tastes.
I saw the previous one, and it didn't look like... Usually you and I are on the same page with movies. We like just kind of the same things. Like
I think so.
I like to feel happy during the movie, and it has to be a good theme for me to like it. I agree. These weird, eccentric, out there type of things I'm not as much into.
Do you like horror movies?
No, not
me neither. Do you like horror movies?
No.
I don't know.
Unless it's like older horror movies that are like actually
like the psychological ones.
Like there's ones that are, what's the old movie that's famous with Jack Nicholson in it?
The Shining.
That's a great movie. It's a thriller more than a horror, and it's actually thrilling. Like you're not like, oh, here comes some stupid killing that they're gonna do.
Exactly.
Like now the horror films are like It's so so desensitized, yeah. So much gore. I'm like, I don't know.
So much Al Gore or just gore?
So much Al Gore and gore.
Wow. Yeah, so you like, so Ken, do you like more of the romantic comedies and
yeah.
good movies that have meaning?
Good feeling.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
I like to laugh. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, one of the horror movies I would never forget is Fargo. Oh.
Horror? That was a horror movie?
It was good. I loved it. But it wasn't a horror movie.
I don't remember.
It's a psychological
thriller. Well, yeah. Oh,
good. Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I like movies if it's not a funny movie, I like a movie that makes you think, like Argo. Like if it's about historical movie.
Yeah,
and
that was good.
You know, you leave and it brings questions. You're like, okay, now I want to talk about this. That's usually the sign of a very good movie when it gets you thinking and thinking about other things, and it's a historical thing that actually happened. So
yeah.
Informative. And
yeah, because it's partially true, right?
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. They Hollywoodified what the situation, but, I mean, yeah, definitely. It happened. It's a real event and a historical thing that happened, so obviously I wasn't alive, so it was nice to see.
You weren't alive back then?
No.
No.
Remember, Dave, we're young.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Dave is really young, actually.
Here's some other movies I think people may want to see. Anchorman 2. Good
I do.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Loved it.
I thought it was better than the first one. Just
really?
Now. Yeah.
I thought it was as funny as the first one. Not as good as a movie, but I thought it was just as funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And American Hustle I thought was good. The time that I was up. I also fell asleep. But I fell asleep in the regular chairs. But it was only occasional. But I thought that was a good movie. And here's one. I'm going to say it's good, but it's definitely not for kids. It's disgustingly funny. The Wolf of Wall Street. And I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, The Wolf of
Wolf of Wall Street. I'm getting
a
call from Leonardo DiCaprio right now.
I heard the movie's fantastic.
I want to see it.
I want to see it really bad.
Not for kids. So I wouldn't even bring a 17- or 18-year-old.
Yeah, it's about that guy that made millions and lost it all, and he was in jail. I read a story about him, Economist. It's on The Economist because I read it because my mother-in-law gives me the magazine, so I read The Economist.
Oh, wow.
It's actually funny. Economist is a very good publication. I'm a fan of Bloomberg and Economist.
So you read his story, and he's actually in jail.
He's in jail. You know, all the proceeds and net profits from the movie, he will pay the government. He has to.
Really?
Yes. And every time he goes, like, public speaking, all that money has to pay the government, the taxes or...
There was a lot. He made a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
What's
it called? Retribution or...
I don't know.
Or...
who oversees the government.
Oh, SEC, yeah.
Yeah, SEC has to pay them.
Securities Exchange Commission, because he sadly ripped off a lot of regular people.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
and
he did.
That was, but it was great acting. Do you like Jonah Hill?
Oh, I love him.
I love Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
He did very good job.
He's a good writer,
You know
too.
What's funny is that I watched Superbad the other night. And it was a movie that came out when I was in high school, and that was Jonah Hill's, like, big breakout, funny role.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to see him then, and then to think about him in Money
Ball,
the way he progressed as an actor and the different roles he's been able to take on. It proves that he's a very intelligent person.
What's interesting, the Superbad, because that's one of my favorite movies, and I was watching it, too, the other night. It was like FX or something.
It
came
on.
And I think I own it, too, but it's one of those movies I could always watch over and over. Originally, they weren't going to cast him, because basically he was playing the role of, you know, when Seth Rogen was younger, because that's how Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg wrote the movie. And Jonah Hill was a little too old, but then when he went in there with them, they said, okay, fine, we'll give it to you. And then look how it turned out. It's
such a funny movie. I don't think I've ever laughed in a theater as hard as I did when I saw
that
movie.
I mean,
it was one of those movies that I've seen it, and I know the lines are coming,
but
and
I still laugh
because it's so high school. Like, when I watched it, it was so perfect. It was high school life, and it was to the T how guys and girls are thinking, and it was just funny. And Jonah Hill and Michael Cera did such a good job.
He's so good
in that.
Yeah.
And then they have the McLovin character, who's like stereotypical nerd in high school.
Yeah.
And then Seth Rogen's part in that movie as a police officer, it just like completely puts it over the edge. There's so many dynamics and there's never a part of the movie where you're not laughing. It's
yeah,
like one thing after the next thing after the next thing. So
mm-hmm.
one of those movies. It's a must-see, but you can't be wary about showing your high school kids, maybe.
Yeah.
yeah. But the Wolf of Wall Street was much more disgusting.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm quite
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they got to be careful on that one.
So did they have, like, the cocaine and the women, like, set in the real
yep,
life?
And yep, and even more.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Well, I'll be back. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah. But Leonardo, phenomenal actor.
He's such
Hill,
a good actor. Yeah,
I mean,
such a good actor.
Fabulous. Now, I'm going to say, before we go over a couple more movies, and then we'll take a break in just a few minutes, is that I believe, I always thought Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman, and Robert De Niro, three of my favorite all-time actors. I mean, really solid, but I'm putting the fourth one in there now because he deserves it. Who is that fourth actor? Anyone? Anyone?
I have no idea.
Is it Leonardo?
Not yet. He's
not
a little
yet.
Young. But
wait, for what? Wait.
For one of the all-time best
oh,
all-time. Actors of
That's
all
what
time.
I was thinking.
In my
wait, who's in your top three again?
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Dustin Hoffman.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Tom Hanks or Jack Nicholson, I was
going to
say.
I'm
Jack
actually
should be
putting
there, too.
Tom
yeah.
Hanks, but amazing.
Yeah, Tom's a great actor.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Captain Phillips?
Not yet.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I totally recommend it. I think he can win Best Actor for that movie. Mm-hmm. Not in Saving Mr. Banks. Although he was great, but I think Captain Phillips. Can you imagine this, two blockbuster movies within months of each other.
Yeah.
How does Tom Hanks do that?
And the thing is, he hasn't really been in that much lately, so he kind of picks and chooses what
oh,
he wants
yeah.
to be
and
in.
Oh, yeah, and they're great movies.
And they're great movies.
Oh, man.
I saw him get interviewed talking about Saving Mr. Banks
on
some late-night television show, and he was raving about the script, and that's why he was so into it, and, you know, whatever else he was going on and on, but he really liked it. So.
No, I think that's good for your kids, Saving Mr. Banks. I think that's a great movie for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, and Captain Phillips.
It's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little, you know, some violent stuff, but it's a true story about pirates hijacking a ship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
I just love that.
Yeah, but it was good. And anyway, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, should we be talking to one of your guests? But
yeah.
We could do that.
A real guest here.
And we will be back. This is live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Well, I haven't...
Fire. Hey, let's stand until you're fire. Let's stand until you're fire. Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Breakthrough Entertainment live from the North Mound Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Paige DeMockles and Greg Isaac. And again, Candy will be rejoining us soon right after this segment. We have a special guest, though, with a very special cause, and we really am honored to be able to help you out. And Brian Whitman, American Cancer Society, thank you for dropping in.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank Candy for inviting me down today.
This is great. I think you got a whole setup over there. You're going to be auctioning things.
Yeah, the setup here at North Mountain, she has some items donated that will be auctioned off over the next few weeks and benefit the American Cancer Society Relay for Life up in North Valley.
That is really cool. It looks like I know the first thing I noticed was a Green Bay Packer helmet. Paige,
I will not be bidding on the Green Bay Packers.
She's from Chicago.
Very sorry. I'm from New England, so
yeah.
The Tom Brady
thing
over there kind of interests me a little bit.
So you're a football guy, right?
Well, really, I'm a basketball guy. I love the Celtics, but the Patriots are a close second.
Yes. Okay, so this is really good before we get into...
Boston's a great sports city.
Yeah, it really is. That's one of the best. And, but this is great that you brought that up because... Who's your greatest rival? Maybe from the old days, Boston Celtics versus?
Well, probably the Knicks or the Lakers.
Yes, and here's a Laker guy right here.
Oh, yeah, well, Magic Johnson. That dates me a little bit if I mention Magic Johnson.
Yeah. But
that was good basketball.
That was good.
That was Larry Bird and, you know.
But even back.
Well, that doesn't age you. Dave was Jerry West.
Jerry West, Dale Goodrich, John Havlicek, Bill Russell. Casey Jones. I mean, they, Red Auerbach, I mean, when he started lighting up his cigar, you knew it was lights out, right? About 2 minutes left, he said, nope. Right. Lakers are done again, and they never beat. That version of the Lakers never beat in the championship the Celtics. Now, when Johnson came in, then it was sort of back and forth.
Yeah.
That was good
after. Him and Bird back and forth.
Phenomenal, right?
That's great basketball.
It was great for the NBA, too.
Oh, glory days. That was good days for NBA.
So you lived there, huh?
I lived in Western Massachusetts for 40 years, more or less.
Red Sox fan?
Sure.
Gotta be.
I like
that. Gotta be a Bulls fan.
Best, I know your best moment with the Red Sox. I know what it is. Do you know what it is, Paige? Best moment, Red Sox. If you're a Red Sox, you may not have
looked. Gotta be.
Yeah.
When they their first World Series that they won in over 90-some years.
When they down 3-0 from the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
Down 3-0.
I mean, that
can't get better than that.
That
right?
was written into a movie for Fever Pitch, and you couldn't. It was almost as if Hollywood had written that story to happen that way, because the way that they came back, statistically almost impossible to come back in a series down 3-0, and then not only come back in that way, but then come back and win the World Series after not winning for however many years, and the curse is broken, and that was just some of the best. This year's World Series, I'm telling you, that was great baseball.
That's good.
That was great baseball. Poppy hitting the grand slam. I mean, really getting them back into things. Victorino pulling the team through. I mean, this was great baseball. Great baseball.
Blue collar baseball.
Oh yeah, they found ways to win. I mean, it was grinded out for those wins, and they were facing some very good competition. Very good competition.
Awesome. Boston Bruins.
Don't follow the Bruins much.
No.
Sorry. Well, once winter hits like that, I try to cut down a little bit on my activities. But, yeah, not much. Well, Bobby Orr back in those days.
Yeah. Action there. And did you have season tickets to the Red Sox?
Well, we lived about 2.5 hours away from Boston,
all
the way on the western side of Massachusetts.
Okay.
So went to Fenway a few times, Boston Gardens a few times, but never.
It's hard to get those tickets. They sell. What? They sold out for what? How long?
Forever.
I mean,
long time.
Yeah. Just like Toronto, in hockey. It's like you can't get these tickets, right?
Chicago's number one in attendance right now. Toronto's number two.
Oh, really?
And I think Boston or Philadelphia is number three or four.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about Phoenix?
Phoenix was up from last season, which was good. I think, they were, but they were still at the bottom, right? No, I think Columbus was behind them. I'm pretty sure, almost possible.
We're going to check that out. Go ahead.
At least as of a month ago, Phoenix was 30th in the league out of 30 teams, but it is up from last year.
Yeah, now they're 32nd. Just kidding. All right, just teasing.
Just kidding.
Hello.
No one's listening.
We love you, baby. Okay. So let's talk a little bit Relay for Life. What is it? It's a big event coming up. And then we'll talk about the event here as well. But let's start with Relay for Life. What is that, May 2nd and 3rd?
Correct, and that'll be held at Paradise Valley Community College.
Mm.
And it's an all-nighter, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And don't let Relay deceive you. It's not a running race.
Oh.
Some people think, they see Relay and they're thinking they have to be some kind of marathon runner. It's teams and walking and just fundraising for the American Cancer Society.
Wow, that is really cool.
I've done Relay for Life probably 10 times. We did it all in high school. It's fun because you can build a team. It's when they say somebody has to be walking at all moments of time. So what it turned out to be was in high school we did it with our teams. In college I did it with my sorority house, and the whole sorority would go down and they would have games going on and you kind of stayed up. It was like a big sleepover in essence. Everyone was out there and one person's walking, and sometimes you'd walk with your friends all at the same time, but one person has to be walking at the same, throughout the race. And there was a candle vigil, and that was always very emotional because most people in some way, shape, or form have been affected or impacted by cancer or know somebody who has. I mean, I don't know a single person who their family or one of their friends' families hasn't been impacted in a very direct way. So it's always been probably one of my favorite things to be a part of. So I can't say enough about it. I've done it a ton of times and love doing it with my sorority house. It was always a great time. Loved doing it in high school with my teams. And so I think it's a great event to be a part of. And obviously North Mountain Brewing is going to do a special event here as well. So that's also very cool.
Correct. Yeah, the 23rd, which is a Thursday evening, 23rd of January, Candy's been nice and gracious enough to invite us down for a fundraiser. It'll go from 4 to 8 p.m. Some fundraisers we do, you have to bring in a flyer, but all the sales, 10% of all the sales will be donated to the North Valley Relay for Life, which is really so special for those folks to do that for us. So we really appreciate that. We'll have some raffles. We'll have some prizes, some door prizes. It'll be a fun night.
That is great. I mean, so nice of course, our North Mountain Brewing Company to do that. And again, January 23rd, 4 to 8 p.m., you can dine here, of course, and 10% of the sales, like you said, will go to the American Cancer Society. And then the other one, the one you're doing, Relay for Life, is it too late to sign up for, like, teams, or how does that work? What's the mechanics of this?
It's a great question. Usually, what happens is someone will designate themselves as a team captain, and almost always you go online to relayforlife.org, and you can find the North Valley Relay in there. You have to search, but you can find it. And then you can just sign up online and then form your team from there and direct people to your page online to join your team, fundraise right online through emails and Facebook posts and different things. So, yeah, it's a team-oriented, volunteer-oriented event, very much.
Now, I'm looking at this this flyer. It says, form your own team. Gather up to 15 of your favorite people. So the question would be, is there assigned times when people show up, or they just walk all night, or how does that work?
I can give you just a brief overview of the evening. People come in, they set up their tents or whatever they're going to do. We have little campsites. Each team will have their own campsites decorated as you wish. Fundraise there as you wish, sell cupcakes or bracelets or whatever you'd like to do. Then we start with a survivor lap. We love to honor the survivors. They come out in their purple T-shirts. They get applause for their lap just to honor those folks because they deserve that. Then we do some fun and games and do all sorts of things. And then we have a luminaria ceremony, which is really awesome. White bags with candles in them lit, and almost all are decorated either in honor of someone or in memory of someone. A very solemn ceremony. And then we do some more activities, fun and games. We wrap it up in the morning, 6 a.m., with usually somebody supplies breakfast for the folks that are still there and recognize some high achievers and clean up.
That is fabulous. And then, again, that's May 2nd to the 3rd. And, again, the contact information so people can get signed up.
I would direct them to go to relayforlife.org. And then if they want to go directly to North Valley, relayforlife.org/NorthValleyAZ. And that'll get them right to that page, and they can sign up right there.
How many people do you anticipate?
We'll probably have over 400 participants at Paradise Valley Community College.
Wow.
At least.
That is awesome. Now, what a great job, a great thing you're doing, Brian, helping people. People need help, of course, these days, and especially I'm sure everyone appreciates what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on today.
You're more than welcome. Brian Whitman, Relay for Life Specialist, American Cancer Society, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon, and encourage everyone to get out there and as well as here January 23rd, 4 to 8 p.m. We'll take a quick break right now. When we come back, we have a special guest calling in. No one knows, only I know who's calling in, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Take your time, hurry up, yours is your time.
Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heitzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heitzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Paige DeMacos, Greg Isaac, and Candy Fergazzo, owner of North Mountain Brewing Company. And Candy, we have a nice surprise for you, live right now from Phoenix, a special guest, mystery guest. Who are you?
Dave, this is Luke Schaefer.
Yes, Luke Schaefer.
The North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and American Family Insurance.
Hi. Excellent. So, Candy, did you ever meet?
Yes, we sure did. How are you doing? I took the whole tour when we were there for a luncheon a while ago, and I'll tell you what, it's probably the best food I've had in the valley. I highly recommend it. And we actually got the tour of the brewery, too, in the back. And I not that I had any beer because I was driving, but it smelled really good.
Sure, Luke.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We got it on tape. No, I'm just kidding. But Luke Schaefer, what a great guy, and very nice to call in. Of course, he's a dominant part of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
And Luke was nice enough to call in because guess what's happening next Thursday?
Yes.
I think
one.
From what is it? Luke, is it 5:30 to 7:30?
5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7, live here at the North Mountain Brewing Company. There's going to be a mix and mingle with the North Mountain Brewing Company and the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Luke, this is going to be great.
It will be great. You know what? People don't want to miss this one because it'll be like the first one of the new year here. And I know there's a lot of business people excited to get out again and get away, get out of the holiday slump a little bit for their businesses and get out and meet a bunch of people. So I know there's going to be a great, great food. I highly recommend the pizzas there. They're amazing. And it'll be good to get out. And I know there's going to be a great turnout that Thursday night on the 16th. So anybody who's listening that owns a business, knows something about business, get down there to North Mountain Brewery on the 16th and come and join us. Come as a guest and have some great food, great beverages, and great networking for businesses.
Now, you mentioned the pizza.
Yeah,
Luke. My favorite. Well, they're all
the sliders are good
too. The shepherd's pie. Have you tried the shepherd's pie?
No, unfortunately, I have not yet.
Oh,
Thursday, next Thursday, I will.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Special guest. Luke hasn't quite hit that level yet.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's right. I'm not as big time.
Well, there's a battle. Yeah, there's a battle going on between Paige and Luke. But you know Paige, right, Luke?
Of course I do. Paige, how are you?
Of course.
I'm doing well, Luke. How are you?
Very good, very good.
And Luke, of course, Greg Isaac in the studio. Say hello to Luke.
Who's Luke?
Greg.
I've never met him.
Oh, yeah, right.
How are you doing, Luke? How are the kids?
The kids are doing great. They are great. We were frozen in Minnesota for about a day and a half because we got caught up there visiting relatives. It was so cold. You know, you really think 60 below, is that possible in a wind chill?
Oh, yeah.
60.
It is freezing. It was ridiculous.
60 below?
It's the coldest it's been in 25 years in the Midwest right now.
See, global warming.
Yeah.
I was right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's different. Global cooling.
When we got off the plane, I did kiss the ground. And it was warm.
It was a minus 60, is that what you're saying? 60 degrees? A minus
in the windshield.
Yeah, it's minus.
I can't even imagine.
It's minus 35 in Chicago. They shut down school because it was that cold. The whole state of Minnesota had the day off of school because it was so cold. They didn't want people, little kids, walking or being outside because when it's that cold, you can get frostbite, I think, within 3 minutes.
Oh,
so if you spend 3 minutes outdoors, you can get frostbite. So they were like, don't even think about it. Everyone stay inside.
Oh.
Work. My mom has not worked for like 3 weeks now because it's been so cold in Chicago that they and with the holidays and everything, it's been just like really people are canceling meetings and not going out because it's a foot and a half of snow and it's negative 35 degrees, so it's just miserable.
That is amazing. I mean, I can't, Candy, have you ever been, I haven't even been lower than 20 degrees, I think.
No, the coldest is when I was skiing up in Snowball and it was just blizzard, but I don't think that's negative 20.
No, I don't think.
There's no visibility. But that was fun. This is my first winter not in a winter climate.
Oh, wow.
Ever. My whole life. I grew up in Chicago, and then I lived in Nebraska for college, and then I moved here. And I can tell you there is not 1 ounce of me that misses the cold. Not one little bit. Not even on Christmas. I was home for Christmas, and I had the snow, and I was like, I'm ready to go back. I've had about enough of this. So it's a little overrated. Unless you're skiing, unless you're in a place where there's some activities and fun things to do. Other than that, the cold weather is just miserable.
So, Luke, have you seen any great movies?
No, I haven't. Unless it's like
because
a Disney
movie. Because
you've
got three
movie.
Kids now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Barney.
Have you seen Frozen?
What's
Barney?
That?
Barney, that's horrible, Luke. How could you let them watch that, man?
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Oh, there you go. That's Nathan's show.
You know. That type of stuff. Frozen, Paige, I have not seen that yet. They're still a little young to sit through a movie theater. But I would like to go, but I don't think we'd last too long.
Well, then if you can get out by yourself or a date night with your lovely wife, go see, there's so many of them. Like we were mentioning Saving Mr. Banks.
Yep.
The Wolf, what was it called? The
Wolf
of
Wall
Street.
Yeah.
That
I want to see that one.
Funny. Yeah. If you like disgustingly funny movies, do you like that?
I like funny. Disgusting, not so much.
Okay. Well, this was funny, disgusting, and funny again. That's how we'll frame that one. But anyway, so, Luke, what do you got going on with the North Phoenix Chamber? Any other events? Of course, we mentioned the big event next Thursday right here live at the North Mountain Brewing Company, 5 to 7. Definitely get everyone out there. And you usually draw a large crowd, so that's going to be a lot of fun. What other things you got going on with the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce?
Next Tuesday, next Tuesday here, on the 14th, we have a luncheon at Moon Valley Country Club from 11:30 to 1:30. That's another great event where people can come out and network with business-to-business resources. So that'll be a good one. Come on and come out to that one. And that's on January 14th on that Tuesday from 11:30 to 1:30. That'll be obviously a wonderful, wonderful event. And then next after that is the North Mountain Brewery Mix and Mingle from that 5 o'clock to about 7:30 there. That will be another amazing, amazing deal. And then the 28th, we do have another luncheon. And that'll be at Bobby Q's right off of the I-17 there on 27th Avenue from 11:30 to 1:30. So things are going great at the Chamber. I mean, we're getting about anywhere between 25 to 30 new members a month. And it's one of I can honestly say it's the hottest Chamber and group of business people in the Valley because the growth is just amazing.
Well, I call it the Big Three, Gordon Parkman, Luke Schaefer, and Jason Bressler. You guys just rock this Chamber. I'm not kidding. without you, I mean, you're the masterminds behind this. And, of course, what a great executive director you have in Jason Bressler, all over the place helping people. You guys do as well. Best chamber I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And, you know, we try to make it like a feel of more like a family feeling and more comfortable for everybody. So, like, if a new member comes in or even just a guest, that we try to get them introduced to as many people as possible around the room so they don't feel like an outcast and they don't, you know, it's not clicky, so to speak. And it's more open to everybody, and everybody seems to enjoy it, and everybody seems to be real comfortable at any event that we're at. And that's kind of the feel that we wanted to have for it. And there's a lot of business-to-business transactions. And then, too, we do a little bit with helping the community as well with some charity work. And obviously, too, building our own businesses within the community obviously helps the community in general. So,
I think that Gene always sets me up with the new people because he knows I'm friendly. He's always like, yeah, come over here, talk to Dave. He sits me at a table with all these new people. And then by the end, we're all friends. And Gene's like, see, this is why we do this, because I knew that this would happen. You get along with everybody. So I'm always like, Gene, am I a part of the chamber? Are you going to start giving me an executive position here, or what's that?
Well, you're a great advocate for the chamber, so that's why we specifically picked you, Paige, because you have a great personality, and we knew that you'd make people feel at home.
What am I, chicken liver? Okay. I don't think they have chicken liver here, though, but try the shepherd's pie. That's what I'm saying. Anyway,
or
the
pizza.
Or the pizza chicken sandwich, too, by the way. Oh, the hamburgers. Oh, I could go on and on. Are you kidding me? The fries, phenomenal.
You're getting me hungry there, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Say, now I'm hungry.
So, Luke Schaefer, thank you so much, American Family Insurance. Hey, do that little song for us, will you?
Okay. American Family Insurance.
Yay, there we go.
Oh, Luke.
I love that.
If insurance doesn't work out for you, you definitely have a singing career.
Yeah.
Luke,
we'll see you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
next
it.
Thursday. Absolutely. And we'll see you here at North Mountain Brewing Company next Thursday, 5 to about 7:30. Thank you again, Luke Schaefer.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion live here at the North Mountain Brewing Company. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no! I'm a rocket man! Rocket man! Burning out his fuse out here, alone!
And that was Elton John, a new version of Rocket Man, evidently. Of course, we are live here at the North Mound Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. Candy Fergoso, what did you think of that new revision song of Rocket Man?
Wow, who is that guy? That's very modernized.
That was a Stuart Gilligan Griffin.
Yeah,
a phenomenal singer. He's 1 year old, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
And if we take it further, Seth MacFarlane. His creator and voice.
Yeah. Very nice.
He's so funny.
He is. Oh, I love him.
Family Guy.
Great show.
Twisted but funny.
That's terrible, right?
Yeah.
And the dog came back, right?
Brian's back.
He died and he came back.
Yeah.
He's back.
That was inevitable.
Yeah. So.
How did he come back? Do you know?
Stewie found a way to get his time machine back.
I knew there was
going
to be a time machine aspect to this.
And then he saved him because Brian originally died playing hockey outside.
Oh.
So, yeah, Stewie was able.
Hockey.
He did. Yeah. So a good way to go. But,
I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well be playing.
Yeah, I got hit by a car, you know.
Yeah.
So, but Stewie, this thing was able to save him.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
That is a funny show, though.
Yeah.
Very phenomenal.
I think my brother's seen every episode probably four or five times. He loves that show. He watches it religiously.
Yes. So Candy, a lot of great things coming up at the North Mound Brewing Company, starting what, February 15th, the Arizona Strong Beer Week.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, Arizona Strong Beer Week is where all the breweries from Arizona is going to gather and offer you their best brews. And with focus, the brewers really prepare for this. They want to have a strong, and so the alcohol level is a little bit high.
Oh.
So you're saying is bring a driver. Bring a driver, definitely.
Wow.
You're right, Kate. Yeah.
So you're going to see it, and they've been talking about it for a while. So it'll be fun, and it's just sold out, so you have to get your ticket early.
Oh, really?
It was sold out last year, and it's going to be sold out. That's why people buy it early. And it's in a beautiful park right on Central, the Indian Field Park.
Oh, yeah, it's a great park.
It's really great, park. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't been there. Now, a lot of the breweries from Phoenix going to show up there?
And also out of state.
Out of state.
I just don't know. Yeah, yeah.
And is it a competition? Like, who gets the favorite beer award?
Well, there's the subtleties of that. Yeah, there's somewhat of that. You got to, like, you know, between them. But really, for all the breweries, you go to California, Arizona, it's brotherhood. I saw that really seeing the competition called the Craft Brewers Conference. A couple years ago, we went to San Diego, and Rob's friend from Chicago, this guy, he was a lawyer, and then he became a brewer because he loved it since he was in high school, and I think he's on his fourth brewery, two actual breweries and two brew clubs. He just loves it, and when he won a silver medal, I don't see a lot of men crying in their 40s. This guy really try to control his fear, and I knew it that he just loved
it. It was probably a dream.
It was a dream, and he said he was tired of lawyering for 20 years or so he wanted to open his brewery because it was his dream when he was in high school. So it's really a passion for most of these guys that love science. They brew beer, and they hang out with their friends, and then he was just so proud, and I would never forget his name. It's Mike Todd. I just forgot the name of the brewery in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
He went to school because he went to the Siebel Institute with Dolan. That's the school that Rob went to.
Yeah.
And these guys are really amazing. You know, it's like a brotherhood. So, competition, a little bit, because to get your, pushing up a little bit. But brotherhood among guys, and it's mostly guys. You see about 5% women. But to actually witness that and realize, their dream is awesome to see that.
So, tears in the beer.
Yeah.
It rhymes.
It rhymes.
You can do a song, tears and beer. So is there going to be food there, too? You'll bring your
food? No, not us. There's going to be – they're actually commissioning out to actual restaurants.
I got
you. And other places. It's really, really good.
How many people showed up last year, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, but I think – I'm going to guess, but don't quote me on the 1,000.
You were quoted.
I just tweeted it out.
How many?
No, I was
going to.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah. Straight from Candy.
Wow.
Straight from Candy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just sold out.
Do you know where you get the tickets? Is it or should we find that out and we can announce it later?
Yeah, it's actually, we'll put on the website the Arizona, the guild that we're part of, Craft Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're doing the promotion right now, but if you go to the Craft Brewers Guild, it's in there.
Oh, is it?
And then I'd like to get Rob Fulmer, our executive director, to be out here and talk to the next radio show.
Oh, that would be great.
ArizonaBeerWeek.com.
Excellent.
ArizonaBeerWeek.com.
That is very, very cool. That should be a lot of fun.
And what we're thinking is that maybe we'll do a sports broadcast during the
beer.
Because obviously anyone who loves sports usually likes beer. You enjoy them together. Maybe even throw in some beer pong. Things could get really fun if we add that in. I know I'd love to challenge our own Sebastian Noren in a game of beer pong. I don't know if they play it internationally, so I think we might have the advantage.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know if you've happened to see the greatest film of
all
time.
Oh, Beer Fest. I forgot about that.
Sebastian was actually in the movie. He was the lone representative of Team Sweden.
I know he'll be able to kill us drinking-wise, because I know that it's European.
USA.
I gotta watch that movie.
That's one of our little German guy. Yeah, that was.
So maybe Thomas Greif will stop by.
I think
he likes beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And he's not going to the Olympics because the Germans don't have a team, so they don't.
They're
going to have 2 weeks off.
Slovenia took their place.
Isn't that
weird?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So Greif.
Same with Denmark. No Bachter.
That's really strange.
Yeah,
maybe they'll join our international team of beer pong.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Get this going.
They got to get something to do for
So that's February 15th, but on February 13th, we will be here and to do some promotion of beer, the Strong Beer Week.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Maybe we'll have some special games or something.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun. And then you got other things going on. February 27th, you have a a book signing.
Yes, Ed Seifos is going to be here at the brewery on February 22nd, Saturday, from 4 to 7 p.m. And so the book is out, and you could buy it, actually, and the name is Brewing Arizona. He spent several years to write it and really gather the history and facts about, you know, breweries.
It's fascinating. We had him on the show here.
Yep.
The book was magnificent, and talking about passion, he had that passion to go way, way back and really understand the whole history.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he said February 27th. It looks like that might be a Thursday.
22nd.
Oh, 22nd.
Yeah,
okay.
Saturday.
So the 22nd on a Saturday, and that's 4 to 7 p.m.
Right.
Oh, wow. You got so many good things. And, of course, we don't want to forget Greg's favorite holiday.
Valentine's Day.
I like the movie.
And here's the thing, and I know why people don't like Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because they associate it with just being in a relationship, but I have always, my mom always made Valentine's Day a very special day in her house because she said it was just about celebrating all of the love in your life.
Oh, good.
So she made it a big deal. Like, she always made heart-shaped pancakes and always made us, like, special treats to take to school.
Yeah.
And she enforced that Valentine's Day was more about, you know, I always give my grandparents cards on Valentine's Day and my parents. So it's more about the showing the family love than it was just about my boyfriend or whoever at the time. So I love Valentine's Day.
Boyfriend at the time?
At the time.
Let's get a history of this, okay? I want to know what you got history. What's your home at 11?
Oh, brother. Well, you can ask my dad about that. They didn't last too long in high school.
I've had a business with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that they didn't last long because you said, out.
I did. I had a great group of girlfriends in high school. We're all very close. There were 9 of us. And I think of the time we were all in high school, I think maybe, I would say, half of a year we all had boyfriends. Because we had a great group of friends and we had a great group of guy friends. And it was a dynamic that we all hung out, but it wasn't dating-wise. And we're still all very close. So it kind of fulfilled that relationship dynamic. And
good for you. I like that.
We went to dances with each other, and it was never weird or awkward. So I think I had probably the best experience for high school because there was never any – I mean, there was always drama, but not really with my friends. So.
But that's good. I like – that's a good attitude for – especially in high school. You don't want to give up your life that early.
Well, and they get so caught – people get so caught up in being 16 years old, they think they're in love, and then they
– I love them so much.
Yeah, and then it's complete devastation when it's over, and you want to be – like, as a parent, you're probably sitting there going, okay, it's going to be a train wreck in 2 weeks or 2 minutes. I mean, you like somebody, and then 2 minutes later, you're in love with somebody else. So it was just better for us. I think we just kind of – kept away from it and just never really got involved, and it made for a lot more enjoyable high school experience, to be honest with you.
Another enjoyable high school experience that's been going on a lot recently is teachers getting involved with the kids. We'll have to have a show just on
that. That is completely...
That has happened. That's very weird.
Wow. That has happened. Yeah, way, way...
Understand that part.
Well, I think that happens when you have people who are just out of college... 23 years old that are teaching 18-year-old boys, and, you know,
where were these teachers when I was in high school?
Some of my girlfriends are like, I'm sure you get harassed at school because you guys are beautiful and you're 23, 24 years old, and
they're teachers
and they're 17, 18-year-old boys walking around. I'm like, I can only imagine what's being said during class, and that's why most of them don't want to be high school teachers because you don't want to deal with high school boys.
I got harassed on my first job out of college by a female supervisor.
You did?
Yeah.
And she was like 85.
No, she was like probably like 30, and I was probably 22.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's
not
harassed.
Not quite as bad as...
Well, that's not harassment?
I don't think so.
I don't understand that. I really, going back to that, so if you have a beautiful blonde, let's say like Cameron Diaz, you know that movie?
Yeah.
What is it with guys in high school and you got this bombshell teacher? It's not actually she's not a predator. She's more like, give it to me. I don't understand with guys, just like what Greg said.
I don't get that.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know.
We didn't have teachers like that when I was in high school.
I don't know where these people are come from.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you could be in your 30s or whatever and be some 17, 18-year-old kid. And you're
Right.
But it happens. I mean, it's happened quite a bit, actually. And there's daily.
Literally every time I go online, like, there's a new
and
story.
The weirder ones are the ones where they're still, like, 6 months later, they're interviewing them, and they're like, but we're in love. And you're like, but I'm 15 years old. Like, what do you mean you're in love with him? Like,
he can't be around.
No. Like, and most of the times it's females with younger men.
That's why it is.
I think
other way around is just wrong. I think
in college there's probably a lot of professors that dabble around with the younger girls.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, but.
So is it too late for me to be a professor? Oh, wait, I just got married.
You just got married. Oops,
sorry.
No,
I forgot. Okay. Hey. Momentary
lapse. It's been such a short period of time. Greg was involved in probably one of the best high school – well, he saw me after one of the best high school experiences I had the other day because my cousin has been getting bullied.
I won't forget that.
My cousin has been getting bullied. He's 16, good-looking kid, very smart, athletic, you know. So naturally people pick on him because you usually pick on kids who are, you know, sometimes
you're
jealous
because
you're jealous of.
Yeah.
So – he's been getting picked on at school, and he was telling me some stories, and I was like, you know what? This is pretty reminiscent of what happened to my brother in high school, and I know how I dealt with it then, and I was the older protective sister, and I dealt with it in kind of the same manner. So I wore probably one of my most attractive dresses that I have, and I enlisted some of my very attractive friends, and we got really dressed up and borrowed my uncle's Mercedes convertible and picked up my little cousin from high school and made the jaws drop of all these 16-year-old boys that make fun of my cousin.
That
made them extremely jealous. So,
and how's it turned out?
And he said now everyone at school is talking about who his hot cousin is and who all her friends are. So it worked out well for him.
It worked very well.
Wow, that's a nice gesture on your part.
Did the same thing in high school for my brother. My brother is now a stud, 6'5", athlete, college Division I, but he went through a time period where he was awkward and chubby and had braces, and some people thought it would be funny to make fun of him, and I thought I'd take matters into my own hands and enlisted my friends and did about the exact same thing. My friend drove a Mercedes in high school, and we sat on the back of the truck and picked them all up and put his friends in the car with us, and it was like the seniors came to pick up the little sophomores, and it was a big deal.
Well, listen, we could do the same thing for Greg now. We could get, you know, all your friends.
All your friends to come to the court case.
Okay. Okay, that's abusive.
I think they were thinking of something else.
Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well,
I got into something else.
I think he meant later on.
I think that's what he meant.
Greg said later on if Mason's ever getting bullied,
that's
what call.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think he will, because Mason is like, he's already my height.
Mason might be the one doing the bullying.
Yeah.
But he's really sensitive, though. I think he'll be a little ladies man. In fact, he's already requesting, like, hey, Paige's friends, I heard that story, Dad.
Wow.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
That is
Mason's a cute little guy.
No
sure.
question.
Totally.
So Valentine's Day, this Friday, you're going to have, a showcase?
Yeah,
right?
A showcase.
So tell us about that. You got another good event coming.
Yeah, because it's Valentine's Day. You know, it's supposed to be romantic. Showing your love. So we're going to have different musicians coming in and come up with their own love songs.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's good is the day before Valentine's Day. If anyone's ever watched How I Met Your Mother, Barney Stinson, he uses that.
I haven't seen it.
His favorite holiday.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Pretty funny.
Absolutely. Well, because the single girl's vulnerable, so he goes out the day before Valentine's Day and lights up.
Real
Pastor
Carrot.
I never thought about that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is smart.
Yeah, Neil.
Oh, without a doubt.
Shifty would be more the word I would use.
Yes.
A little shifty.
Oh,
yeah.
He's taking advantage of people that are down.
Remember that movie who was it? I think it was Will Ferrell in a movie where he picked up women at a
thong.
Oh,
yeah.
Wedding
Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, was that Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
That's
a great movie.
It was.
That was hysterical. So you got Valentine's Day going on. So a lot of good stuff here. Now, this is what is so special about this place, too. It's not only the great food, great ownership, great environment, but it's also that you have events here quite
yeah.
often. And so typically, I see musicians, I should say,
yeah.
come in and out. And what is that, Friday and Saturday?
Friday, so we try to have music every Friday, Saturday. Tuesday, though, we're gaining a lot more recognition. The local musician coming in for open mic, and Glenn
oh.
and Alan, we're getting – so Tuesday night is really starting to get busy for us.
Oh, nice.
It's good because the local musicians – able to show their own talent and really
yeah, which is important. You know, it's a great the way I see it, it's a great service for the musicians to have a place where they can showcase themselves, and it's also great for you guys to have great, you know, for your patrons and so on, your customers to have music and listen to it. And
yep.
I think that's very cool, actually. So pretty fun, and you're becoming quite a radio personality.
You have.
Well,
I hope so.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very good on the radio. No doubt about it. This is very good.
Without a doubt.
So you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, and then, well, I was thinking we'll talk then the show some of the upcoming sequels, because sequels
oh, yeah.
we're always
yeah,
excited
right.
for, even though most of them suck. But, you know.
Yeah,
Anchorman
2. Anchorman
2 was good. Yeah. And right. others have been good, but in 2014 there's quite the long list of sequels, and some off of movies
oh.
that we haven't seen in many, many years.
Ooh.
Back in Dave's Day, which
oh,
was
really?
Like the 30s, Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny. All right, get your friends, take care, Greg. All right, anyway, let's take a quick break
wow.
right now. This is,
oh, my God.
I don't mean that,
that yeah, that was just wrong.
I don't mean take care of you, but I take care of you. Anyway, we're live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
And welcome back again. You are listening to North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. And this, of course, is brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Paige DeMarco's Craig Isaac, and Candy Fregoso. That sounded like the Family Guy guy.
That it was Peter Griffin. That was very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Peter Griffin in the house. Also Seth MacFarlane. He's everywhere, that Seth MacFarlane. I love him.
He is. And David, you got some sequel action now.
Well, yeah, you know, this year, everyone always looks forward to sequels. Like I said, you know, a lot of times sequels will come out. People say, not as good as the original. I like quite a few, at least recently. You know, as Paige mentioned, you know, Anchorman 2, you know, I loved a lot. It, well, obviously, Dave mentioned he liked that as well. Now, coming out soon, actually, and this might just be the DVD. I'm not sure with the release of this, and maybe Joseph on Saturday could help us out here, but The Bronx Bull, which, of course, is a sequel to Raging Bull, which is in Dave's day, and so that will be out shortly. Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit is sort of a sequel. It is the Jack Ryan character that we've seen in just a ton of movies, Clear and Present Danger, Harrison Ford. Ben Affleck's played the character before. Now it will be Chris Pine. That will be out next Friday, the 17th. Then we got to wait a little bit till March. The last Friday in March, Haunted House Part 2 with Marlon Wayans. I didn't see the first one. I do like Marlon Wayans.
I did see the first one.
Was that
Haunted
good?
House, the one with Eddie Murphy, right?
Marlon Wayans was in the one that they're doing the
Haunted
sequel
House.
Off of. Yeah, it came out last year, pretty recent.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
I didn't see that one.
But then also The Raid 2, and I have no idea what that's the sequel to. Obviously The Raid, but I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
But then we got, even before that, yeah, March 21st, the Friday before that, we have The Muppets Most Wanted. So, you know, the kids, Mason will love that. And then even before that, the first Friday in March, we have 300, Rise of an Empire. I saw the first 300.
Yeah. I did see the first one.
The 300, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone did a test on me once, like, who you look like. And back in the day with my facial features, it was Gerard Butler because
that's
of his beard.
That's a good person to look like.
I don't look like him, but the Internet thought I did,
I thank the
Internet for that. Wow. So. And then... Of course, April 4th, Captain America, Winter Soldier,
which
looking forward to the first one. Very good, Chris Evans, great actor. Rio 2 for the kids again.
Oh, yeah,
April
that was a cute
11th.
One. Oh,
yeah.
That one. I like that one.
Absolutely, you can't go wrong with the bird. And then go right back to superhero. To start the summer off Friday, May 2nd, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Jamie Foxx joins the cast as the villain. And then May 16th, he's back. Godzilla? Is that with Matthew Broderick? No, Matthew Broderick's not in this one. I think it's just a reboot, not really a sequel.
Right, they're redoing
the series. Dave Isaac stars as Godzilla. Now we go again to superhero, May 23rd, X-Men Days of Future Past. I've never seen an X-Men movie.
It's
pretty good.
Oh, it is good.
That's what I've heard.
They're good. I like them, too. Isn't it Hugh Jackman in the X-Men?
He's one of the guys.
Very good.
I love Hugh Jackman.
Great actor. Now, one I'm really looking forward to, one of my top three favorite movies of all time, and this was my favorite movie of 2012, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are back on June 13th.
Yes.
Friday
yes.
the 13th, it's 22
Jump Street.
Absolutely.
Oh,
looks
fantastic.
Great. Ice Cube returns as well.
Oh,
and also that same day, Jay Baruchel animated How to Train Your Dragon 2. And
that was also
really
a
good.
Cute one. That was a really cute one.
Absolutely. Good stuff there. So that will be a good weekend for movies in terms of sequels. Weekend after, we got some sequels, The Purge 2, that came out last year.
Joseph didn't like that, did he?
I don't remember if he did or not. But I didn't see the first one. Think Like a Man 2, which I actually like.
Good
movie. Yeah, good stuff there. And then another sequel the following Friday. This time there is no Shia LaBeouf, but Transformers 4. So there you go. No Shia. Mark Wahlberg takes over.
Really?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, that's a really strange transition, seeing as Mark Wahlberg's like twice the age of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, different character, but he'll take over the title role there. And then July.
But before, breaking news, we got Dodgeball over there.
We talked about that earlier, yeah. ESPN ate the Ultra. You can't go wrong. And bouncy dodgeball. They're on there.
Fox Sports Arizona got some dodgeball going on before the Coyotes game that they're broadcasting.
Absolutely. You got the two greatest sports of our time.
Yeah, dodgeball followed by hockey.
Yeah, unbelievable. Good work there. Now, of course, you know, then you get into July, which is obviously the best month because it has my birthday in it. But I don't like birthdays as much anymore. I feel like I'm getting old. But you got Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. James Franco, I don't believe, returns in this one.
Oh.
So I believe it is a sequel off the most recent one. And then this one's the one that everyone's got to be looking forward to. Step Up All In.
Another Channing Tatum. Is he in it?
I don't think he's in it.
It's more
dancing.
Up.
It's a dancing film. It's a movie about it started him and he was dancing and there's always
a
female.
A
I think at that time now they're married, the two of them.
Yeah, I think they are.
It's like a story of their battle through whatever is going on in their life and then dancing. It's always good. The dancing is always really good. The acting,
I haven't seen any of them, and I plan not to see that one.
The first one was good.
And then after that,
and after that
step
it was
up like seven.
Yeah.
And then, now, I said July was the best one. I think actually August is, because that's when Mason's birthday is. So his, he takes precedence. 2 days after his birthday, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are back. Live-action Megan Fox takes over as April O'Neil, leading the way. And then the following week, our favorite old actors, who Dave loves, The Expendables 3.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, good. And we've been waiting years for this. Robert Rodriguez and company, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, another great cast in that. I know, have you guys seen the original Sin City?
I think I saw that.
I saw that. Interesting.
Absolutely. Some good stuff. And they'll back with that. Resident Evil 6, I haven't seen any of those that don't play video games.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. Dolphin Tell, too. I do like dolphins. I didn't see the first one.
Didn't see the first ones, but I like dolphins. Are my favorite animals.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I love dolphins.
Do you ever swam with the dolphins?
I haven't, but it's a bucket list thing for me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me, you swam with the dolphins.
Swam. Guess what I'm going to do in 2 weeks, I think. It's called the Falcon Adventure, and they put this thing on your arm. And these falcons land on it, and you've heard of it?
They're going to eat you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to do a falcon adventure.
I think that's going to be cool. Where's that?
In San Diego, yes.
Good stuff.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Yeah, we went to the San Diego Zoo, and also the Busch Garden. They had a falcon.
Wow. So
San Diego is a great zoo. Yeah.
That'd be sort of cool. I'll let you know all about the Falcon Adventure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It'll be a movie after me, The Falcon Adventure.
Yeah. Dave Isaac is back. Now, one that we know Dave's looking forward to.
Yes.
And we just had a prequel to this come out, Paranormal Activity 5.
Oh, no,
that's 24th for Halloween.
Oh.
So, we have two Paranormal Activities in 1 year. Then November 14th, they're back. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey after 20 years. It's about time. So November 14th.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, then one of the best movies.
And then this girl is really on fire, but now she's a Mockingjay. Part 1, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay. Yes. November 21st.
Good movie.
You Hate Your Bosses, We Hate Dave. Horrible Bosses Part 2. They're back.
Hey, people,
I believe so. But on Saturday's show with Joseph, we'll get more
into
that.
Yeah,
Horrible Bosses Part 1 was fantastic.
I loved it.
Funny.
Oh, my gosh. One of the best. The Charlie Day.
There's some good sequels from the last one. The Mockingjay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I love that Hunger
Great
Games.
Great book, so I'm looking
forward
to
that.
There's so many. And then we ended on Christmas Day, which will be a Thursday. Ben Stiller is back in his museum that comes to life at night at the Museum 3.
I was hoping for Zoolander Part 2.
He was working on that, and then things, I don't know if it's going to happen. I hope it does, though. Jonah Hill and company. That would be great.
Man.
So some great sequels. But yeah, Zoolander is one of my favorites. And, man, there's so many Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn movies you just want to see sequels to. And Will Ferrell. I know Step Brothers, too. They've been talking about them. They said no. Then they said, Talladega Nights they were even thinking of.
Yeah.
There's so many.
So many good ones.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is amazing. So, can you believe this wraps up the show this quickly?
Wow.
So we want to remind everyone to get here next week. North Mountain Brewing Company, 522 East Dunlap, with the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, about 5 to 7 or 7:30.
Right.
Definitely get out here. Also on the 23rd, the special fundraising event here from 4 to 8 p.m., American Cancer Society.
Definitely get out
here. And we mentioned Arizona Strong Beer Week, February 15th at Steel Park. February 22nd, the book signing here at the North Mountain Brewing Company, and Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Great favorite holiday. The 20th, of course, that's the 14th, and a lot of good stuff, showcase music and so on. And that wraps it up. Go Coyotes tonight. Mitch DeMacos, you're headed out there now.
Headed there just after the show ends, headed out to Jobbing.com Arena, facing Minnesota Wild tonight. Mike Smith back in net, so we'll see what happens.
See what happens, and... Candy, again, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
This will be fun. I'm looking forward to next week, actually. That's going to be a lot of fun. Good crowd. And Mr. Greg, who's our producer today. How do you like being a producer?
I absolutely despise it.
No, he's got new music or new things that – where'd you get all that stuff?
Things have changed.
I love that. Can we end the show with that the beginning with that music? I love that.
No.
I'm sorry. No, we're going to end it with some Dexter.
Some Dexter?
There we go.
Yeah.
Never heard of Dexter.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Dexter?
Not well. I saw part of the Dexter movie, right?
No.
He's a
serial
killer, but he only kills bad guys.
Charles Bronson. Yeah, remember?
I
well, anyway, we're live here in North Carolina. Company. Thank you so much again, Andy, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Breakthroughs first, 4 to 6, 4 to 7, something like that. Have a great day.